This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Drive. First to breaking news in Kansas City.
We got some breaking news during the commercial break. The NFL is fining Eagles defensive tackle Jalen Carter $57,000 for spitting on Dak Prescott. The league also says that the game he was ejected for will serve as a one-game suspension. Quote, after talking to the Eagles, the NFL, and the Players Association, Jalen has decided to not appeal and focus on the Chiefs game. That comes from his agent, Drew Rosenhaus. So if you were wondering what's going to happen with Jalen Carter for Sunday against the Chiefs, he will be in uniform. He will be in action. I would just advise him the next time you get mad at another player, just smack them. You would just get a 15-yard penalty. Now, you'll get fined at the end, but you can continue playing in the game. All you have to do is open hand. I mean, Rick James, what did the five fingers say to the face? As long as you smack the other team, you can still stay in the game. Now, I'm a little bit surprised that this person kept their word, because yesterday, after one good game, I saw a lot of popping wheelies when it came to Justin Herbert. Now, he has hitched his entire career on the success of Caleb Williams, and that's not going hot so far. Let's go to the phone lines right now to be joined by Danny Parkins of Fox Sports 1. He is going to be in town on Friday as First Things First is broadcasting live from Power and Light. Park, what's good?
Good afternoon, C-Dot. I mean, I've hitched some of my career to Caleb Williams. I've hitched most of my career to Nick Wright, and that's going very well. That is a lucrative endeavor. But yeah, Caleb was exactly like he was last year. That was so frustrating, man. What a frustrating game that was. How are you?
Doing fantastic, man. Happy to have you on here. I think it has to be frustrating just because this was the expectation of new, it's different, you're at home, you got off to a good start. Like, this is the game that you had in control. Minnesota's young quarterback was the one that was struggling, and it was just like he activated and played like a top 15 pick, and the Bears were, well, they were the Bears.
I'm going to be saying this on First Things First in about an hour and 5 minutes, so I'll workshop the take with you. J.J. McCarthy improved more in four quarters than I've seen any Bears quarterback improve in 40 years. Like, it was – he looked like he should not be in the league the first couple of quarters of that game. And then you're like, oh, yeah, he hasn't played a football game that matters in 609 days. His $100 million left tackle is out. His number two receiver is suspended. And he's got an 11-point deficit in his first NFL start on the road heading into the fourth quarter on Monday Night Football. And then he had three touchdowns in the fourth quarter and went from J.J. McCarthy to Joe Montana. It was infuriating. It was nauseating. Because now, Carrington, legitimately, Drake May, you can debate it, I suppose, but he had less than Caleb Williams did last year. Michael Penix only played three games last year, so we'll leave him off. but Bo Nix, Jaden Daniels, and then J.J. McCarthy, all from Caleb Williams' draft class, all have had higher highs than Caleb Williams has so far, and he's played in 18 games. It's infuriating.
One thing that I'm starting to pick up on in football, and this just isn't like a week one occurrence, I think we've seen it, is I think we got to start looking at NFL games a little bit more like basketball, and that runs will happen. I mean, we saw two pretty massive runs, I would say, on Sunday Night Football and Monday Night Football, where it felt like Sunday Night Football was over, but as long as there's still time, and with the way that these offenses can score, you can get yourself back in the game. And I think we saw a run from J.J. McCarthy. Like, it used to be, you could kind of put a nail in a coffin and you could maybe step aside and kind of walk away. I don't know if you can do that anymore in the NFL with the way the offenses and these games turn so quickly now.
Yeah, I think game of runs is a basketball term more than a football term, and there's no question about that. It's just, it is an offensive league. You can score fast, and guys can get in and out of grooves. I mean, Caleb Williams started 10 for 10, and then he completed 8 of his next 20. Jordan Love has had 8-9-game stretches where he has both looked like an MVP of the league. He had a 9-game stretch where he had 21 touchdowns and 1 interception, which was immediately followed by a 9-game stretch where I think he was 14 touchdowns and 12 interceptions. Like, it's just it's a hard game, which is why guys like Mahomes and Burrow and Allen and Lamar are in just a completely different tier, because almost nobody else plays the game as consistently as those guys do, right? So it's just, it's a hard game, and it's a hard position, and it's really hard for young quarterbacks, and they've got to be good quicker than ever before. But that J.J. McCarthy thing was disheartening. I'm looking forward to being in Kansas City, though, to watch a Super Bowl rematch, a real game with real – like, watching Sunday Night Football with the Bills and the Ravens, it was like, oh, everyone else was kind of playing like a JV game on Sunday. And then it got right back to, like, the freshman team last night when it was Bears and Vikings. So even though I'm not going to be at the game on Sunday at Arrowhead, I'm really looking forward to just being back around Chiefs fans ahead of that game. You worried if the Chiefs fall to 0-2?
You know what? No, you said you're coming on every day this week. We got more than enough time. It's not about the Chiefs right now. It's about your 0-1 team. I will say this.
Okay, go ahead.
I will say this. You can't make the playoffs in the first part of the season. You can certainly miss the playoffs in the early part of the season. And if you were telling me that this Bears team is going to start 0-2 and they're going to lose two back-to-back division games, it is hard to see you guys keeping pace in a very competitive division.
Yeah, I actually have my researcher, Troy, looking into that exact thing as we speak for something for the show tomorrow. And when I last spoke to him like 10 minutes ago, there had been like 52 teams that had started 0-2 with both losses being in the division, and only 5 of those 52 had made the playoffs. And that's going back to 1970. And then he was going to check on if any of those 5 that made the playoffs were division winners. So, yeah, I mean, for Cowboys, Giants, and for Lions, Bears, you know, the loser of those games will start their year 0-2 with 2 division losses. Now, obviously, nobody thought the Giants were going to win the division, and basically nobody thought the Cowboys were going to win the division. A ton of people thought the Lions could win the North, and some people thought the Bears could win the North. So maybe more appropriate for the NFC North and the NFC East, but still a huge piece of it for those games and the loser on Sunday.
Hold on, Dan. I just want to go back to something you said. Your researcher, Troy, what is that? Because where I'm from, you got to put your own work in around here. I remember back in the days, you and I used to be hammering away on an old school Dell computer. Now somebody else looks up your stats.
Carrington, Troy's my dude. So Troy, this is a real. I sent this to my group chat today. So I got into the office today around 1 p.m. Eastern at 12:15. And again, come see First Things First, the best show on sports television, at Power and Light this Friday between 2 and 5 Central. I'll be on from 4 to 5, but I'll be there the whole time. And if you bring a First Things First themed sign, Nick Wright said he's buying beers. My old move. Buying beers for listeners. This case would be viewers. So we'll see you Friday at P&L. But this was in my inbox at 12:15 p.m., okay? From Troy. To your point about J.J. McCarthy improving more in one game than any Bears quarterback in the last 30 years, and it was a statistical breakdown of J.J. McCarthy from quarters one through three, and then the fourth quarter. Other J.J. McCarthy stuff for you. Quarterbacks that have had three touchdowns or more in the fourth quarter since 2023. Josh Allen, Dak Prescott, Jaden Daniels, Jordan Love, Lamar Jackson, and J.J. McCarthy. He's the fifth quarterback ever to have three touchdowns and a road win in his NFL debut, the first since Marcus Mariota a decade ago. Then he gives me the list of the five guys who have done it. Then he gives me something about a tweet that I had during the game last night about how many times the Bears have lost with an 8-point or more lead heading into the fourth quarter, second most all-time since 2000. And then a offensive breakdown for the Bears and the nine drives between their two touchdowns last night. That was before I even got into work. My man Troy was giving me stats for what he knew were going to be my takes. This job is cushy, my friend. Cushy.
Well, Danny, I'm here to tell you that Rob and I looked up Chiefs running back numbers on my iPhone while we watched the new iPhone release. I mean, it's not as glamorous as your job.
Yeah.
But
well,
we got it done.
You got it done. It was amazing. I got that email and I was like, this job is sweet. It is sweet, man. I really love. And then Christina was sending me mashups of the Caleb tape.
Okay, all right. We got it, Danny. You're out here living large. We got it. Where can people see you at on Friday? We don't need any more of this. You come into my show, disrupting my show, to tell me how you leave me and you're better off. We don't need that on this Tuesday.
Well, if people want more details on what Christina does, on what Ian does, on what Gianna does, on what Becca and Christine and Hubs and Dusty and Ramsey and like the whole amazing support staff.
How many people y'all got over there?
That's what I'm saying. If you want the full breakdown on the 11-person producer staff that we have at First Things First, you can come see us at Power and Light between 2 and 5 Central. We need you there. We need you loud. We need Kansas City representing. We want to have a big crowd. So come on out on Friday at P&L.
That is Danny Parkins of Fox Sports 1 joining us on the show today. Danny, I look forward to talking to you tomorrow. As you know what, I will then answer your question about the Chiefs who lost and how they prepare for the Philadelphia Eagles. I'll do that tomorrow.
Okay, I can't wait. That's a tease. That's a 24-hour tease.
You know who I learned that from? I learned that from my one producer. Goodbye. Get off the phone. Don't need any more of that nonsense. Don't need any more nonsense. Not at all. Crazy. All right, I just want to read over this. Text line 913-586-7965. I don't want to read this. You guys didn't really think that the league was going to suspend Jalen Carter, right? Like, you didn't think that. Like, I'm reading the text line, and you guys are mad about this. You guys are real mad about this. So if you guys missed it, here's the news. The NFL is fining Eagles defensive tackle Jalen Carter $57,000 for spitting on Dak Prescott. The league also says that the game he was ejected for will serve as a one-game suspension. After talking to the Eagles, the NFL Players Association, and Jalen has decided to not appeal and focus on the Chiefs game. That is from his agent, Drew Rosenhaus. So he is going to play. I'm trying to understand, and maybe this is just a small vocal minority of people. Text line, that's BS. You can't say that one game was his suspension. It's a slippery slope calling that ejection a suspension. We all knew it was coming, but it's such BS. Getting kicked out of a game is not the same as a suspension. I guess I don't know what you guys expected, and I don't know what more you want. Jalen Carter did not play a snap in the game. They also took his game check away. What more do you want to happen from the incident? He didn't play in a game. They took his money away. Are we saying this because they play the Chiefs this upcoming week? If that's what it is, hey, the Chiefs are at a disadvantage now that he's playing the game and I wanted him out for that. Hey, that makes sense to me. I'm not going to argue that, but I just don't know what more you would have wanted. I do think they've set the precedent because of how much time was missed. So if you are a player who does this in the fourth quarter of a game, I think they have basically told you it is now a one-game suspension. You are going to miss one game's worth of time and checks if you do this. That's what I think they communicated. So I guess I don't know what more you guys expected. This seems fair to me. We agree. You shouldn't spit on people. Everybody is on the same page about that. There's really nothing to argue about. But if this happens basically before you play a snap, you miss the entire game, and then they retroactively take away what you would have been paid out for the game and now say move forward, I don't know what other conclusion we thought was going to come from this story. This is almost exactly what I thought was going to happen. Now, they ended up fining him a little bit more than I thought, but now that we know that's equal to what he gets paid every single week, I feel like justice was served here. I feel like everyone should be happy with the conclusion of this story, and let's move forward and let's play football.
So I understand what you're saying, and I don't particularly disagree. I just will say, this is the first time I've ever heard of time served being counted in the NFL. Maybe there's some, you know, maybe if we had a research team the way Danny does, we could just look this up on the fly. But I don't remember a time in the NFL where, hey, a guy got suspended for most of the entirety of a game because of a penalty, and the NFL said, okay, cool, time served counts like it's jail. Usually it's you get suspended and fined, not suspended retroactively, but the game kind of hadn't started, so we're counting that game.
Like, yeah, but we don't, but I guess I
one
would
or
say,
the other.
I hear what you're saying, but we don't really have a lot of examples of when this has happened. Like, usually a spitting incident or a punching incident or something, it usually happens after they start playing. It's not like the game just started and the tart guy just went up and smacked Travis Kelce. Like, they were playing football for a while. You know what I mean? This was, hey, we just kicked it off. The season hasn't even gotten going yet. And next thing you know, hock two, he just spits on you. So, yeah, you're done here. You're out of here. I'm just asking the question. He didn't play in a game and then got a one-game suspension. I don't know what more we're talking about here. Like, some of this just seems unrealistic. Well, Rice was out six games last year. Is his suspension done? But the court part wasn't over yet. That's the difference in this. Rashee Rice was still going through the court system last year when this happened. So, again, it's unfair to compare it to that. It is intellectually dishonest if you are comparing Jalen Carter's situation to Rashee Rice's situation in any capacity. You know the differences in the situation. Rashee Rice could have been playing last year while all this stuff was going on. He just got injured. And then it now was solved. It was resolved. And now we go from there. Now, this is a good question. CDOT, what happens if a guy plays in the first half? This happens in the second half. What do you do? That's a great question. I don't know how the NFL can handle this, but we always talk about setting a precedent. I think they've set a precedent. If a player spits on another player, that is a one-game suspension and a game check. So let's see how consistent they are with that moving forward. But I think we can all agree that's a fair penalty for what the action is. A very fair action. For what happened. So I'm fine with it. I'm cool with it. I don't have any problems with it. I never thought they were going to make Jalen Carter miss an additional game. I never once entertained that possibility. I never thought they were going to eject him from the first game and then have him serve a two-game suspension. They weren't going to do that. Because then I think there's a very serious fight. Let's say you think it's a two-game suspension. Wait, doing that is the same as getting a DUI? You're going to miss the same amount of time as what Jordan Addison got? No chance. No chance. This is a logical, fair conclusion in my mind to this story. They're not going to appeal it. They're not going to fight it. They're going to accept the game check. They're going to accept the game missed. And we're going to go on and move on with our life. I think that is a very more than fair outcome for what we're talking about. Let me play this and we'll get to Spec Says coming up on the other side of the break. Here is Adam Schefter. He was on the Pat McAfee show. He says that the Dolphins are not ready to trade Tyreek yet.
I don't know about him going to the Chiefs, and I don't think the Dolphins are thinking of trading Tyreek Hill now. But if the season continues to go this way, obviously you'd have to think that all options will be on the table at that point in time. They're trying to turn things around. It's one game on the road in Indianapolis against a Colts team that hadn't won an opener in almost 4,400 days that came in inspired with Jim Irsay being inducted into the Ring of Honor. I'm just up 4,400 days, Pat. But yeah. The Colts came out with the fury of 4,400 days of non-opening day wins behind them, and they laid out the Dolphins. So, but the Dolphins still think they have a good team.
Okay. I mean, we all know how this story is about to end. Like, I don't have to. We know how this is going to end. It is very, very difficult to make unhappy wide receiver happy, especially if his happiness is not related to money. Terry McLaurin was unhappy. He was unhappy because he wanted a new contract. He wanted to get paid. You then paid Terry McLaurin. Terry McLaurin was happy. We see this happen with a lot of players. If the issue is money, you usually can solve that issue. I don't think that's what Tyreek's issue is. I don't think he wants to play on that team anymore. I also don't think that you can grow and get to where you want to be with Tyreek's attitude around. Tyreek is a really good player to have, either A, when things are going really well, or B, he is the center of attention. A couple of years ago, when the Dolphins made the postseason and we were talking about Tyreek Hill having 2,000 yards receiving, Tyreek was having a whole lot of fun. You were the best player in the league, it felt like. Every week, you're just doing incredible, amazing things. You're getting the football. You're the best receiver in the league. Now that that time has ended and it's gotten hard, I mean, football is tough now. You're not the player that you used to be. You're not getting the same conversation. You're not getting the same love. We don't look at you like you're one of those guys anymore. You look around and you're also losing. He seems like the most miserable teammate to have. There's a lot of similarities to Randy Moss with his time with the Raiders. I think at the end, whatever the Patriots got out of Randy Moss, Oakland was never going to get that out of him. You didn't have the infrastructure, the head coach, the leadership. You didn't have the pieces to get what was left of Randy Moss's career out of him. There is another organization that I think can get it out of Tyreek. I just don't think that's in Miami. I don't think they have the quarterback to get it out of him. I don't think they have the head coach to get it out of him. I don't think they have the veterans in the locker room that can challenge him enough to get it out of him. I think he needs to be in a completely different new environment. So maybe that's in Kansas City. Maybe it's in Baltimore. Maybe it's with the Chargers. Maybe it is with the Rams. I don't know what team it is. But I'm telling you that he is worthless the rest of the season to that team. Tyreek has one catch of over 30 yards in a calendar year. You got a sports car. You got a Ferrari. You ain't using them. And when you're a guy that's used to big game-changing plays and throwing up the peace sign and bat flips, and when you're used to doing all that, you're not doing that no more, and you're getting smoked by the Indianapolis Colts, you're going to have a problem. You can never make unhappy wide receiver happy if it's not money-related. If it's related to all the other stuff, he will continue to be a problem until you get rid of him. So this isn't a, oh, they don't want to trade him now. They think they can be in it. They will have no choice once the leaves start to change. Tyreek will play on another team before the end of the season. We are quite simply trying to figure out who that team could potentially be. Coming up on the other side, we asked Spector his thoughts on this. He was ready to chime in. We'll play for you what he had to say. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by DM Entry Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Entry Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. Three-time Super Bowl champion, Patrick Mahomes. Join CDOT every Tuesday at 3:15, exclusively on 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
The text line is very mad at what's happened with Jalen Carter. I'm trying to figure out if this is frustration because he now plays against the Chiefs, or you guys really feel like Jalen Carter should have received a multiple game suspension. I feel like the punishment was fair. He was immediately ejected from a game. He never registered a snap in a game. They have retroactively taken away his game check from that week, and they have taken away his ability to appeal the fine and or actions against him. That feels like a fair outcome based on what happened. A lot of people on the text line saying that it shouldn't count as a suspension, that just because he was ejected doesn't equal a suspension, he should get an additional game. I wonder if the text line would have this opinion if the Eagles were playing the Cardinals coming up this week as opposed to playing the Chiefs. Maybe that's why we're pushing so hard for this. Some people on the text line are talking about Dak Prescott filing an assault charge against Jalen Carter. A couple of texts. I don't know how you can say this is fair, because if you or I did this on the street as a random stranger, then we'd be getting an assault charge. Someone else asked, serious question, can a player ask for another player to be arrested? I mean this in all seriousness. If it came out that Dak Prescott pressed charges against Jalen Carter, I would ask for the Cowboys to remove him from the team. I'd be asking for the Cowboys to cut Dak Prescott if that's the case. You're bringing in law enforcement on this issue and trying to get Jalen Carter arrested? Please, please remove Dak Prescott from the Cowboys. I'm serious. I'm not joking. I'm not trying to be funny. None of those things. If that's what we found out, if we got an Adam Schefter tweet that he was filing police charges against Jalen Carter for what happened in a football game, I'm telling you right now, I would suggest that the Cowboys cut him. I can't work with this guy. I can't be around him. I cannot be around you if that's how we're acting. Handle it the way football players used to handle things. You guys always talking about the NFL getting soft, and now you want players filing criminal charges against each other? No, just fight the way you used to. Get your team and their team and start rumbling right there in the middle of the field, taking helmets off and punching each other. That's how we used to settle things in football games. Now you want guys going out of the precinct? Disgusting. Steven Spector said he wanted to chime in about Tyreek Hill. Here's where he said.
All right, you guys have been talking a lot about bringing Tyreek Hill back to Kansas City, and I guess I just have one question. Do the Chiefs really need another undersized, speedy wide receiver? I get it. Tyreek Hill was an incredible player here while he was in Kansas City, and he had some really good years with Miami as well. But are you buying at the downturn? And it happens really quick in the NFL. Those are questions that I'd have, but I think more than anything, Tyreek Hill, Tyquan Thornton, Xavier Worthy, Marquise Brown all have the same thing in common. They're all really fast. They're all really undersized. And while body types may be slightly different, a lot of them all do the exact same thing. So if you believe that Xavier Worthy is not going to be out for the season, and you believe that Tyquan Thornton had a great week one and can develop that into weeks 2 through 18, Hollywood Brown goes 9 for 100 and really the first big regular season action that he's been within Patrick Mahomes, it seems like adding a fourth one of those guys is a little bit of redundancy. And yes, Tyreek Hill has had a better career than all of those guys combined. But I guess my belief is that I have more confidence in the three guys on the roster as a group, as opposed to bringing in a Tyreek Hill on the downturn, plus all the other things that come with that trade.
All right. Here's the thing. If I am the Chiefs,
I have to be open to the possibility that we may never have all of our guys healthy. The Chiefs at no point have had all three of them on the field at the same time. And every time we believed that we were going to get close to that, something happened. A suspension, a collarbone, a dislocated shoulder. Something has happened. Now, I'm certainly not wishing this on the Chiefs, but you at least got to be open to the possibility. They have never had all three of them. So you're telling me they have gone 15, 16 months without having all of them healthy, but now we think for weeks 8 until the Super Bowl, all three of those guys are going to be healthy, viable, and things are going to be all hunky-dory. I'm sorry. I don't believe that. I am a skeptic. So what I would do is I would finally prepare to have more. I would prepare that maybe something goes wrong. An injury happens because it's football and guys get injured. Guys get their ankles rolled on. Guys pull a hamstring. Weird things happen in football. I would just be prepared. And if you were telling me that the Chiefs, if the reason why the Chiefs don't get Tyreek Hill is because of Hollywood Brown on the roster, I will lose it. He should not be a roadblock to you trying to improve your team. He is on a one-year, $7 million deal, and I don't think he will be on the team next year. Now, maybe Tyreek in this hypothetical wouldn't be on the team. I think Tyreek has a really, really high ceiling. I don't know what the ceiling looks like for Hollywood Brown. So I get it. He is very similar to the players that they have. But I'm not comparing Xavier Worthy to Tyreek Hill, who was first team All-Pro just 18 months ago. I'm not comparing him to Hollywood Brown, who Tyreek had more yards last year than Hollywood has had in his last two seasons combined. And that was a down year because he got 11 games worth of Tua last year. No, I won't do it. If you don't want Tyreek because of the off the field stuff and his personality and the podcast and relationships, that is a very fair argument to me and one I'm willing to listen to. But if we're talking about it as a football player, I don't really know how you can argue based on their wide receiver room, how difficult it's been to keep everybody healthy, to keep everybody on the field, wanting to give Patrick Mahomes more weapons, the best possible chance to try to bring that explosiveness back. You cannot argue that they have enough at wide receiver to justify why you would not be interested in going to get Tyreek Hill when he becomes available.
Let me ask you this, though, because as of now, and I keep checking social media, I have seen they are not putting Xavier Worthy on the IR. So that means that he is maybe back in 2 to 4 games. An IR stints 4 games. We can now safely assume under 4. If he's back in under 4 games, and Rashee Rice we know is back in 5 games, by the time the Dolphins decide we quit white flag, isn't that around the time they're going to have all three healthy? Maybe it's not Marquise Brown that's stopping them from trading from Tyreek Hill, because everyone with eyes can tell you that Tyreek Hill is more talented than Marquise Brown. But if the Chiefs are now 2 years into believing the Brown, Worthy, Rice group is going to be dynamic, by the time that Tyreek's actually available, that's around the time that, in theory, that group is going to be on the field. And now throwing another player into that could affect the calculus. I don't think they're going to trade for Tyreek Hill for a multitude of reasons, but one of them is just the timeline of the trade. By the time they have to make it, they're going to be closing in on full health with their regular group anyway.
Text line 913-586-7965. I lost this tweet here about Tyreek. Someone said Hill's contract is why it won't work. I just wouldn't be worried about that right now. Like, I hear the argument, but I think you have to factor in that time is going to elapse. Time moves on, so money gets paid out as the season progresses. If you're asking me right now, would I trade for Tyreek Hill heading into week 2, the answer would be no. The cap hits around $25 million, and just there's more time to have happen. I also just don't think the Dolphins are going to be willing to eat that much cost at this point. I'm talking about this as being a close to Halloween kind of trade when the actual trade deadline is. I looked it up. Davante Adams, I think we all kind of knew that he was going to get traded. Davante Adams got traded on October 15th. He also restructured his contract to fit the salary cap for the Jets because he didn't want to play for the Raiders anymore. So some of this money conversation, where there's a will, there's a way. If Tyreek wants to get off of the Dolphins, he will likely have to restructure his contract regardless of what team he goes to, and not just Kansas City. If you want to join the Chargers, if you want to join the San Francisco 49ers, it's going to take a little bit of sacrifice on your part and willing to move some money around to help the roster or be unhappy in Miami. If that's what you want to do, continue to be unhappy. The league will move on without you. So I'm just saying right now, I'm not saying the money doesn't matter. The money obviously matters. That's just not the end-all be-all to me in week two. The Dolphins will likely have to eat some of it. You're just not trading a player with his cap hit and not being willing to able to eat some of the money, especially if you want a good pick. Now, we'll give you a seventh-round pick if you want us to eat the money. You can just take nothing because you're giving them away to us. But if you want a third-round pick, which is what Devontae Adams got, he got traded for a 2025 conditional third-round pick. That's what I would trade Tyreek Hill for if I'm the Dolphins. They're around the same age, two really productive players. That's what I would trade for. Then, yeah, it's going to take a little bit of sacrifice on Tyreek's part and moving some money around and working with the organization to make it work. And it's also going to take the Dolphins being willing to eat some of the money to get him off the team and be willing to accept a better draft pick. I would just worry about those details as we get there. Do you want him on the team? Do you think the Chiefs want him on the team? Do you think he fits in the locker room? To me, that's the question in early September. Keep it right here, Sir Drive.
The Drive with CDOT. Tune in as Nate Taylor of ESPN joins the show in studio every Friday at 4 on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. The Drive, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
The text line is still talking about Dak Prescott filing charges on Jalen Carter. I might just need to be done with the text line for a little bit. I don't know what's happening here. I've never seen the text line respond this way. Are you guys scared of the Eagles? Like, I asked that a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but the way the text line is acting about Jalen Carter not playing in this game makes me think that you guys are a little bit afraid of the Eagles. They shook y'all that bad in February? Because I refuse to believe that you guys would be acting this way if the Eagles were playing the Dolphins this week. I just refuse to believe that. I get it. They're playing the Chiefs, and I get it. No, that all makes sense to me. But you guys are really mad that he's not suspended for this game. Like, really mad about it. I don't think it's comparable to the Rashee Rice situation in really any capacity. Like, not even a little bit. I don't think it's a fair comparison. I think it's a fair outcome of what happened. Maybe I'm Eagles dot now. I don't know. You guys call me. I like every other team. It's hard to keep up. It's hard to keep track with all of these things. He didn't play. They took a game check away from him. That just seems fair to me. But now you guys want him locked up and the league is out to get the Chiefs. I don't know. It's a lot going on. Makes me wonder if you guys are potentially, possibly, just a little bit afraid of Jalen Carter. Coming up at the top of the hour, there are some noticeable differences, I think, between Tyreek Hill and Kareem Hunt. We'll talk about those coming up in just a little bit. I don't know if you guys missed the stat that we had from earlier today. The big thing for me with the Chiefs, and I have been on this now for months, has been one of the ways that they can get their offense back is to rely on the run game. I don't know why the Chiefs don't want to use Isaiah Pacheco anymore. And if you are at the point that you think Isaiah Pacheco is washed or you don't want to give him targets, then I don't know why you acted the entire offseason like he was the solution to your problems. It can't be both. The way the Chiefs moved this offseason would lead you to believe that they thought, we got a healthy Isaiah Pacheco back, our run game is solved. They spent $2 million in free agency on Elijah Mitchell, and they didn't give him a carry in week one. They spent a seventh-round draft pick on a running back who they also didn't give a carry. Their run game solution was a healthy Isaiah Pacheco. Great, that's fine. Then you got to give him more than five carries, especially when he gets 25 yards, and one of those goes for 10 yards and a first down. Isaiah Pacheco was not running poorly on Friday. You simply just didn't use him. So if you are looking to me to give you, hey, who do you think the X factor can be? Who do you think the guy can step up in the absence of no Rashee Rice, no Xavier Worthy? My answer is not going to be Nico Remigio. That's not my answer. My answer is not Jason Brownlee. And how do you get Jason Brownlee more involved in the offense? No, it's turn around and hand the football off and give it to Isaiah Pacheco 12, 13, 14 times. What happened to the Chiefs offense that force-fed Kareem Hunt for a month? You guys remember that? Right when Isaiah Pacheco got hurt and the Chiefs had that four-game stretch, it wasn't like we saw Kareem Hunt ripping off 5-6 yards a pop, but they stayed committed to giving him the football and just wrecking ball, moving chains, moving chains, moving chains. Why are they so afraid to treat Isaiah Pacheco that way? I'm not advocating run him into the ground and give him 25 carries a week. You can give him more than five. You didn't run him in the Super Bowl. You didn't run him in the first game of the season. If the plan is to be one-dimensional and try to beat Jalen Carter, try to beat those linebackers, try to beat that defense, I just don't think that's a winning strategy. I don't think that's a winning game plan. I mean, if you add the last two games, now they lost those two games. I mean, the Chiefs have carried the ball 20 times and got 65 yards. So is it that the Chiefs don't want to run the ball? Is it they don't trust their run game? Where are we at? But my big solution to the Chiefs is going to be use Isaiah Pacheco. The last time this team won the Super Bowl, it was Rice, Kelce, Pacheco. Pacheco was the only one of that grouping that is healthy and still in their prime. So use them. Give them 12 carries on Sunday and let's just see what happens. Rob, that's my big thing. I will continue to say that all week. Maybe you guys will get tired of it. I don't care. What about this wide receiver? No, stop talking to me about wide receiver number four, number five that wouldn't be in the league if he wasn't on the Kansas City Chiefs. We advocate for all these guys to be gadget players and jet sweeps. These guys can't get off the practice squad for other teams when they leave. MVS, practice squad player, Mecole Hardman. We spend all this time talking about who the jet sweep guy is. Who's RB1? Who's the guy that you can trust on first and 10 to get you 5 yards to make it a manageable second down so you can move the chains? We need to spend more time trying to figure out who that person is instead of who's going to be the gadget guy for this team.
I understand your point, and I'm not sitting here advocating for more Nico Remigio touches or, hey, can they get Jason Brownlee involved? But I'm not going to agree with you. I'm not going to say they got to get more touches for Isaiah Pacheco. Do you know what the answer to their Xavier Worthy injury problem is? Their Hall of Fame tight end. He's what, the greatest player to ever play the position? He's right there. He's on the field all the time. He played, what, 75 to 80% of the snaps? He is a guy that spent all offseason telling everyone and anyone that would listen that he is in better shape this year, taking care of his body, and he's dedicated to football at 100% again. He is in week two. I don't care that he's almost 36. It's week two. You feel pretty good in week two in the NFL. Me and you will just disagree on running back, and that's fine. But me and you agree. I'm not asking for wide receiver more to get more touches. I'm asking for the greatest tight end of all time to get more than 4 targets to fix this offense.
Yeah, but I mean, you and I might disagree on running back, and that's perfectly fine. Your stance has never been, don't run the football, though. Your stance is, I wouldn't spend big money, I wouldn't spend big resources on a running back.
And I'm not saying, don't run the ball. I'm just saying, when it comes to fixing the problem, I blame 87.
Because if your game plan, when you lose your number one wide receiver on the first drive of the game, is to give your number one running back 5 carries over the 60-minute game, you didn't have a game plan to run the football. Your game plan should not be, let's overly target. Just if everybody was healthy, we agree that Hollywood Brown is their fourth option, their fourth pass-catching option. You would go Rice 1, Worthy, maybe you go Kelsey 3, and then you would go Hollywood Brown. Your game plan can't be, let's try to give him 16 targets and let's not give Isaiah Pacheco the football. That doesn't make sense to me. If you gave Isaiah Pacheco the 16 carries or 16 attempts that you tried to give Hollywood Brown, who knows how different that game is? You control time of possession. You control the line of scrimmage. Like, they just didn't implement Pacheco into the lineup, into the game plan. So I can be mad that he only got 25 carries, but you didn't give him a chance to get going. Who knows what carry 9 would have looked like, carry 11 would have looked like. You had no game plan to try to get him going. You didn't have a plan B. If your plan A was, let's go with Xavier Worthy, let's be creative. He did get a carry on the first drive of the game. If that was the case, what was offensive plan B? More Hollywood Brown? That's a bad game plan if that's what we're building. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get back to talking about Tyreek Hill. There is a noticeable difference to me if you were talking about bringing him back into the locker room. I'll explain. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.